After establishing this organization, the Taliban had many forces trying to stop them. And all of this led to war, and there were so many occurring actions, and so many foreign military forces trying to stop them for terrorizing Afghanistan. The Taliban soon turned to a Islamist organization, and this strictly means that they obey and follow their leader through anything that happens. They are loyal. You may ask, how has the Taliban affected my country? The country that I live in, ladies and gentlemen, is America, the US of A. And America has sent military action and then into Afghanistan to seize and stop further action from the Taliban. Now, this was in 2018. Many attempts from the U.S. and Taliban. These attempts were with force, violence, and death. And these attempts resulted in an agreement withdrawing all foreign forces. But then, after the terrorist attack in New York, 9/11, America sent lots of airstrikes trying to locate and kill the Taliban leader. America has sought to kill their leader after killing around 2,000 people in New York that day. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 was a historic and upsetting event. It happened in New York. Thousands of people died. And the terrorist organization behind this were called the Al-Qaeda. They are another organization. But the reason why America was so upset with the Taliban was because the Taliban housed, supported, and gave them enough supplies for the Al-Qaeda to do this attack on America. Like I said before in the last segment, America was furious. They wanted revenge, so they sent airstrikes, forces trying to find and stop the Taliban, especially trying to kill their leader. Following with our last segment of the day, ladies and gentlemen, in 2018, the Taliban is in control of 14 districts of Afghanistan. It's like a district is like a county in the states of America, but they're called districts. They maintain a physical presence in a little more than half the country. So in half of Afghanistan, you know that there is Taliban forces, and they want to negotiate with the U.S., to cease fire and end the war that was started between them. They do not want to keep fighting foreign forces like the U.S. But the real question is, will the Taliban break this agreement like before? Or will they keep peace and still maintain and terrorize Afghanistan? Have a good day.